Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 13, 1951, an individual suspected of having smallpox left the island of Barbados. According to an advocate report the next day, 27-year-old Reginald Tyrrell, hailing from Essex in the UK, left the country on a BWA airplane destined for Trinidad. There, he was expected to rejoin his ship, the Biographer, where he worked as an engineer's steward. Tyrrell, standing 5 feet 10 inches tall, with grey-green eyes and a well-built frame, was suspected of contracting smallpox and placed in quarantine for 1 month on Pelican Island, so named because of the presence of the brown pelican that nested there. Tyrrell revealed to the advocate that, "I was very comfortable and well-treated, but after I was feeling much better, it became very tiring towards the end of my stay." Tyrrell, in detailing his experiences on Pelican Island, noted that, "When I was able to get up and around, I could walk anywhere on the island, and I used to wave at yachts and fishing vessels as they passed." Commenting on boredom, Tyrrell informed the advocate reporter that there are plenty of books to read. And over the Christmas holiday, the Royal and Merchant Navy Welfare League sent me over several Christmas packages. While Tyrrell was happy to rejoin his parents in England, the advocate also reported that influenza epidemic was sweeping across the northeast of England. Manchester was hard hit, with an estimated 12,000 of the city's 700,000 contracting the flu. In 1 week, 33 deaths were reported at Newcastle upon Tyne, while in Manchester, doctors were working 15 to 16 hours a day to bring the illness under control. Tyrrell was therefore returning to his place of abode at the height of the flu season. He left Pelican Island on this day in 1951, rested and rejuvenated, ready to resume a career on an ocean-going vessel. However, 5 years later, the Pelican Island quarantine station would be no more, as construction would start to transform the area into a much-needed modern deep-water harbor.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.